Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Yeah, you know, I think I've actually been really inspired by some of the ways the church outside of the United States is responding when there is actually some legitimate threat. But they're pushing through that and trusting that when God says, that he is their refuge and strength, that he means that, and we can trust in him. Even when, you know, the worst thing human beings can do to us is take our lives. And that's a rather strong thing to say, but it's exactly from Jesus. But we are called to trust in God. But I also really want to remind people and just assure people in some sense, especially in the U.S., the context is quite different. There's really not that much to be afraid of. We can look at some of the fears and concerns people have, and a lot of it is based on some misconceptions. So, for example, we've heard people say, well, we have no idea who these refugees are. We don't know who they are or how, you know, we don't have a process to vet them. And that's just not accurate. World Relief has been working with the U.S. government to resettle refugees since the late 1970s. And every case that we receive, every person that we pick up at the airport, we have a whole file on who they are. And that comes from a thorough set of interviews that is done before they ever get on an airplane. In fact, that process of vetting and screening usually takes at least 18 months. It's coordinated between the U.S. Departments of State, Homeland Security, and Defense, as well as the FBI and the National Counterterrorism Center. It involves in-person interviews, often interviews with other people who can verify the story that this person is telling and make sure they're telling the truth, consulting with our intelligence services and background checks, biometric checks, retina scans, all sorts of technology used to basically make sure these are people who we want in the United States, who are legitimately refugees fleeing persecution. And I think the best evidence of that system is actually working quite well, is that with more than 3 million refugees resettled to the United States over, you know, since the late 1970s, there's never been a terrorist attack in the United States that was perpetrated by someone who came in through that refugee resettlement program.
Wow.
The reality is that the resettlement process, the screening process, is more thorough than any other vetting or screening process that any other category of visitor or immigrant to the United States is required to undergo. I have a lot of confidence in that process. It's appropriate that our government do that screening and vetting. And I think even biblically, we see in Romans 13 an important role for the government in maintaining security and order. But our role at the church is to be there, I think, at the airport to welcome people and to help them to integrate and to show them the love of Christ. And even when we're a little bit afraid, pushing past that fear and, you know, in prayer, trusting that God will guide us in that process. Well, I know the experience of so many churches is that they've been blessed remarkably by the refugees whom they've, you know, tried to help. And they have helped, but they also have, you know, been inspired by the resilience of these individuals. And I know that's been true in my own life, and I work with many, many churches around the country who've had that experience as well.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.